Let's take a closer look at this dialogue. Данило starts conversation with the phrase «Мамо, дивись, це лист зі школи», which means «Мам, look, this is a letter from school». You have probably noticed change of ending in the word «мам» in phrase «Мамо, дивись», «Мам, look». And you might remember word «дивись», «look», from week 4. Це лист зі школи. This is a letter from school. Victoria takes the letter and says, «О, що тут пишуть?» «Треба вибрати предмети», which means, «Oh, what do they write here?» One has to choose subjects. «Що тут пишуть?» literally means, «What here they write?» «Пишуть» means «they write». Verb's ending shows that this is the third person plural. As you can see, Victoria does not use pronoun «вони», «they», because it's not important who precisely wrote the letter. Next phrase contains very useful word. «Треба вибрати предмети». «Треба» means «one has to», «one must», «one should». It is necessary. Let's repeat it together. Треба. Треба. This word is usually followed by infinitive. Let's repeat this together. Треба вибрати. Треба вибрати. Предмети is plural of предмет, subject. Let's repeat it together. Предмет, singular. Предмети, plural. Данило replies, так, мамо, є обов'язкові предмети. Yes, mom, there are compulsory subjects. Обов'язковий means compulsory. Обов'язкові is plural form. Данило lists these subjects. Це англійська мова і література. Математика, фізика, хімія, біологія та іноземна мова. These are the English language and literature, mathematics, physics, chemistry, biology and a foreign language. Victoria asks, а які предмети можна вибрати? And which subjects one can choose? Pay attention to the word можна. It means one can, one may, it is possible. Please repeat it with me. Можна. Можна. It is often followed by infinitive. Можна вибрати. One can choose. This word is really useful when you want to ask for something. For example, можна яблуко means may I have an apple. Данило points to the list of subjects to choose from. Ось список. Here is the list. Victoria reads the list. Отже, історія, географія, економіка, бізнес, соціологія, драма, музика, малювання, комп'ютерні технології, фотографія. So, history, geography, economics, business, sociology, drama, music, art, computer science and photography. Victoria replies, який великий вибір? What a big choice. Данило continues, треба вибрати три предмети, which means one has to choose three subjects. Victoria asks her son, які предмети ти хочеш учити? Which subjects do you want to study? Данило answers, мій улюблений предмет – географія. My favorite subject is geography. Let's repeat word улюблений, favorite. Улюблений. Улюблений. Данило continues. Думаю, що соціологія та економіка – цікаві предмети. I think that sociology and economics are interesting subjects. Remember word «думаю», I think, which can be used with or without pronoun «я», I. Let's repeat it together. Я думаю. Думаю. Цікаві is plural of цікавий. Interesting. Данило sums up his choice. Тому мій вибір – географія, соціологія та економіка. This is why my choice is geography, sociology and economics. Victoria expresses her opinion. Гарний вибір. Good choice. Now listen to the dialogue once again.